Officials say about 300 gallons of raw milk from Minerva Dairy spilled into Sandy Creek Tuesday night. Firefighters were called to the waterway around 8 p.m. Crews pumped roughly 500 gallons of water per minute into the creek to aerate it and disperse the spill, which was caused by an overflow at the dairy. Milk flowed into a storm sewer, which discharges near Minerva Municipal Park. There were no reports of an odor or harm to plants or animals. The Ohio EPA was expected to collect water samples from the creek Wednesday. Mosquito spraying will continue in Canton. The health department says 21 West Nile virus positive mosquitoes have been found at 12 locations this summer. Spraying will be done next Monday through Wednesday in the northwest area of the city, Thursday and Friday in the northeast, August 25th and 26th in the southwest, and on the 27th in the southeast. Health department staff continue to larvicide and identify and remove areas of stagnant water. Man sentenced to die for the murders of an elderly Atwater Township couple is requesting a new trial. Tyrone Noling has repeatedly said he's innocent of the 1990 killings of 81-year-olds Bernhard and Cora Hardick in their home. Attorneys with the Ohio Innocence Project filed a motion in Portage County Common Pleas Court Tuesday. They say an analysis found evidence that implicated two other men was missing. Dan Wilson reportedly confessed to another man he killed, the Hardigs, and the sister-in-law of Dennis Van Steenberg reported to investigators he had disposed of the type of gun used around the time of the killings. Wilson was executed for an unrelated slaying in 2009. Van Steenberg died several years ago. A Goshen Township police officer has resigned. The Salem News reports township trustees voted unanimously Tuesday after an executive session to accept the resignation of Sergeant Domenico Marchionda. The special meeting was reportedly originally scheduled to be a disciplinary hearing over a Tier 3 policy violation for internal sexual harassment. Hearing is mandated for any department employee who commits a Tier 3 violation. Marchionda tendered his resignation prior to the hearing. It's effective immediately. Man accused of leading Youngstown police on a chase will spend 1 year in jail. 19-year-old Antonio Crockett of Youngstown was sentenced Tuesday in Common Pleas Court for violating probation. He was sentenced to 2 years probation in October on a charge of improper handling of a firearm in a motor vehicle. He failed to attend a required substance abuse treatment session on Market Street. He led police on a chase after being spotted attending a funeral for a homicide victim July 7th. Charge of failure to comply and another charge from a May chase involving the Highway Patrol have been sent to a grand jury. Additional weapons charges were filed against a Youngstown man. 21-year-old Montana Mosley was jailed Friday on charges of being a felon in possession of a firearm and improper handling of a firearm in a motor vehicle. He was free on bond after being arrested on the same charges in May. Those charges led to an indictment by a Mahoning County grand jury. Mosley was arrested Friday night while sitting in a car at a West Commerce Street parking lot. Police said a loaded handgun was found near where Mosley was sitting. He's not permitted to have a gun due to a 2020 juvenile court conviction for discharging a firearm at or into a habitation. An $82 million project to remodel 20 Federal Place in Youngstown will not go ahead. Vindicator reports the city's ended its relationship with Blue Lofts Incorporated to redevelop the former Farmore corporate headquarters into retail spaces, apartments, offices, and a food hall. The city told the state it would return $10 million in historic tax credits. Work was to begin in October. Blue Lofts was the only firm that responded to the city's request for proposals. Finance Director Kyle Miasek said the tax credits could not be used with the plan by Blue Lofts to partner with a California nonprofit. He said the city could have been responsible for up to $4.5 million a year for 30 years if expenses and debt were not met. Child was struck by gunfire in Warren early Wednesday. WFMJ-TV reports the 6-year-old girl was taken to a hospital. There was no word on her condition. Police responded to a 911 call from a home in the 2400 block of Montgomery Avenue Northwest just after 2 a.m. Police say there were bullet holes in the house. No suspects have been identified. Trumbull County Coroner's Office has identified two people found dead in a Howland Township home Monday night. 33-year-old Leonard Russa and his 8-year-old son Leonard of Garrettsville were discovered in the Mines Road residence. The cause of death is unknown. Investigators do not suspect foul play. Police say the Russas did not live in the home. They were performing maintenance for the homeowner. An investigation continues.